אנחנו קוראים מתוך הספר זוהר.
Reading from Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, The Rose, Paragraph D. You can watch our lesson at Kabla TV. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, The Rose, Paragraph number 4D, more accurately.
Well, it's obvious to us what we need to do, which intentions, what should we long for, what should we expect, right? Everybody, like, set himself up. The main thing is the connection between all of us to reach concern for the Creator, like the guest towards the host. And let's go.
Two ways to explain the name Membet, 42. One, the name 42, Membet de Atzilut, is called a name, a real form, and all the names are imprinted from it. This is the four letters of Havaya, of simple Havaya, and the 10 letters of the field Havaya, and the 28 letters of the feeling, which together make up 42 letters. 2. The name Membet, 42, of the act of creation, which are the 7 days of creation, Zon de Atzilut, having 32 Elohim and 10 utterances, which add up to 42. Explanation. The lights received above the Parsa through the Yesodot of the upper Abba Ve'ima above the Chazé, where the Rosh de Arich Anpin is, which is Keter, and upper Abba Ve'ima, which are Chochma and Bina, are called there 42, Membet of Atzilut, from which all the names of the 42 are imprinted. Hence, they are implied in simple Havaya, Keter, and Havaya in feeling, Chochma, and Havaya in feeling of feeling, which is Bina. Thus, the pure Avir in Abba Ve'ima is the name Membet, 42. However, Zon, which are the 7 days of creation, cannot receive anything from the name Membet, because they are below the Parsa at the Chazé de Arich Anpin. They are the lower water, devoid of gar, and receive from Yesut, whose Avir is not pure Avir, and they cannot receive from the upper Abba Ve'ima, which are the name Membet, because the Parsa separates between them. However, when the lower ones raise man, and mud is drawn from Ab Sag De'ak, this illumination brings Bina back to Rosh De'arich Anpin, at which time Yesut receive illumination of Chochma and impart to Zon. And then Zon are as above the Parsa, the Chazé De'arich Anpin. And they too receive pure Avir from upper Abba Ve'ima. Then Zon too are discerned as the name Membet. For this reason, 42 the Zon in 32 Elohim and 10 utterances is implied there, which make up 42 Membet in Gematria. This is so because the 32 Elohim is Yesut, when they rise to the Rosh, receiving illumination of Chochma from the 32 paths of Chochma. Since the 32 paths of Chochma make 32 names of Elohim in Yesut, which are 32 times the name Elohim mentioned in the act of creation. And 10 utterances are 5 chasadim. However, when Zon received the illumination of Chochma from the 32 Elohim, the 5 chasadim that they receive, which come from the upper Abba Ve'ima, they are the pure Avir, which is the name Membet, considered upper water. It follows that the five chassadim from Zon did not become 42 there before they received from the 32 Elohim. Hence, the implication that 32 Elohim with 10 utterances together are 42 in Gematria. And as the form of the covenant was sown in 42 Zivugim from the seed of Yesod Zer Anpin, the engraved and explicit name was sown in 42 letters of the act of creation. This is because the five lights of the words, "Let there be light," they are five chassadim, where Yesod, the Zer Anpin, imparts upon the Nukva, and they are called seed. That seed is the name 42, because although there are five chassadim, because there is illumination of Chochmah within them from the 32 Elohim, the Yesut, they are regarded as the name 42, Membet. It compares between the structure of Parzuf Nukva in the name Membet and the seed of Yesod Zer Anpin. However, the engraving of the name Membet are 42 letters, from Bereshit, in the beginning, through the Bet in the word Bohu.
Questions, please. Well, how are we going to continue? The flower buds? Shema ve'arka, which one?
312.
Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Article Heaven and Earth. Item 151. Again, article Heaven and Earth.
So, we're not forgetting about the intentions. The text isn't the main thing, but what we want to receive by reading and hearing it. Yes.
Heaven and Earth, 151. Rabbi Shimon started and said, "In the beginning God created." We should consider this verse. Anyone who says that there is another God is lost from the world. As it is written, "Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth, and from under these heavens, since there is no other God but the Creator." Explanation. This relates to what he said, "Sit and we will renew the correction of the bride." Hence, he started to explain, "In the beginning God created," which is the root of all the corrections of the bride during the 6,000 years. God is the upper Elohim, Bina, and he is called Elohim, Mi, who created Ele, these. And as Mi connected to Ele, the name always connects, and by that, the world exists. With it, he explained that the Creator, Bina, is called Elohim, associating me with Ele through clothing of light of Chochmah in garments of glory that shine with Chassadim. By that, the world exists. Hence, the Elohim, gods that did not make the heavens and the earth, could not give sustenance to the world. That is, other gods who separate Ele from me must certainly be lost from under the heavens that are corrected by the bonding of Ele with me. This is because they can never bring sustenance to the world with their strength, only ruin. This is why the text stresses under these, Ele, heavens. This verse is a translation from Aramaic to Hebrew, except from the word Ele at the end of the verse, meaning Ele indicates the bonding of me with Ele. 152.
Intentions.
This verse is a translation except for the word Ele at the end of the verse. Is it so because the holy angels do not listen to translation to the Aramaic language and do not know it? Rather, it is to the contrary. He should have said it in the holy language, so that the holy angels would listen. Then they would listen in order to thank for it. However, it is certainly written in translation, because the holy angels do not listen to him, and will not envy a person and harm him. Since the holy angels are included in this verse, for they are also called gods. They are included in the gods, and they did not make the heavens and the earth. The language of the translation is close to the holy tongue, yet the angels do not need it and do not know it, while they do need and know the languages of the nations of the world. The language of translation is achoraim, posterior, vak of the holy tongue, since vak are called achoraim, and sleep, without mochin, which are gar. For this reason, the translation is truly very close to the holy tongue. However, there is another reason here for which the angels do not need it. The holy tongue is the language that decides in the middle, the fulcrum that tips the scale, deciding that the scale of merits be above the scale of faults, and returning everything to Kedusha, holiness. This is why it is called the holy tongue. The scales are, as it is written, the heavens and their hosts were created with Ma, Malchut. And therefore it is written, God had created in the beginning the upper Elohim, Bina, and not Malchut. Because Ma, Malchut, and it was not structured by Mi'ele. Rather, when these letters are extended from above, from Bina to below, to Malchut, because the mother lends her clothes to her daughter. As mentioned, letters Ezkara. I mention those letters in my mouth, and I shed tears willingly, in order to extend the letters Ele, and then I added them from above to Bet Elohim. She will be called Elohim. Thus, Elohim does not appear in the heaven and the earth that were created with Ma, except by extending the letters Ele from upper Ima through Man and good deeds. As it is written, I mention these, Ele, letters with my mouth, and I shed tears. This is because Mochin Degar, called Elohim, are not permanent in the heaven and the earth, which are Zon. Since when raising man from below, Ma becomes me, and the letters Ele join in me, and the name Elohim is made, the Mochin in heaven and earth. And if the low ones corrupt their works, the Mochin depart from Zon and remain in Keter and Chochma de Kelim and Ruach Nefesh of lights, which are called Mi or Ma. Then the letters Ele fall to the Klipot, since Mi is Galgalta Einaim, and Ele is Achap. Thus, The correction depends entirely on the connection of the letters Ele in me through man. This is why this correction is called the holy tongue, the fulcrum of the scale which decides in the middle and by which the mochin, who are called holiness, are drawn out. It is because it extends the holy name Elohim to Zon and sentences the letters Ele to the scale of merit of Kedusha. Also, they are called scales, Moznaim, from the word Ozen, ear, since the lights of Achap are named after the highest Bechina in them, which is Ozen. Conversely, there is the language of translation. Since when the low ones do not raise man in purity, it is considered that they wish to grip only on the letters Ele, and do not connect them with the name Mi, Bina. But then the Achoraim, the Zon, Ma, appear, and the heaven and earth, Zon, return to Vak. And it is in the language of translation. Now you can understand that sleep, Tardema, in Gematria is translation, Targum. It is also the letters Tered Ma. Ma will come down. Since through this language, which is not pure, the Achoraim, Ma, appear. And this is the meaning of Tered Ma. It follows that the scales descend and arrive at the scale of fault. All that is in regard to Zon, which is heaven and earth that were created in Ma, because they came out of Zivug de Yesodot called Ma. But the holy angels came out of Zivug de Neshikin, kisses, the Abba v'Ima, and have no Ma in them, only Mi, the upper world, Bina. On the one hand, this is why they are always only in Vak and not in Gar. But on the other hand, their Vak is light of Chasadim, of upper Bina too, Mi, who are just as important as Gar, and do not need Chochma as does upper Ima. This is why they are holy, since Gar are called holiness. For this reason, the angels are not at all impressed by the language of translation that reveals Ma in Zon and brings them back to Vak, for two reasons. One, even when Zon have Gar from the holy tongue, they do not receive the Gar from him, as they desire only light of Chasadim, like upper Ima. Two, the disclosure of the Achoraim de Ma does not concern them because there is no Ma in them. This is why the holy angels do not listen to the translation, to the Aramaic language, and do not know it. They have no need because they do not lose anything because of it, and do not gain anything by its departure, as they are only Vak. And do not know it, as there is no Ma in them. They will not envy a person so as to harm him, because this verse curses other gods who disrupt the disclosure of Mochin, the Gar, from Chochma. Hence, they must be lost from the earth and from under these heavens. And since the angels too have no Gar de Chochma, only Gar de Chasadim, they will feel degradation of their degree and will envy us for thinking so highly of ourselves. It was said that they are also called Elohim and are included in Elohim. But they did not make the heaven and the earth, since they are called Elohim, because they are drawn out of Ima, who is called Elohim. Hence, they are included in Elohim. Yet, they did not make the heaven and earth, because they too cannot keep the heaven and the earth in gar de chokhmah. And there is no existence for heaven and for people's settlement with seed and harvest except through mochin de gar de chokhmah. Thus, they too did not make the heaven and the earth.
Questions? Yes.
How can I examine if I have the correct, a good intention?
Help him. Who knows how to answer this? Well, Gershon probably knows. No? What about your neighbor? What are you looking at me? Come on. You know or not?
If I succeed to a certain degree to put my friends before me and to ask for the light that reforms,
what else? What other signs for the correct intention?
If he makes an effort to have the correct intention,
doesn't mean it's there, but the effort itself is also good. What else? Well, come on. Yeah, you. Not only ask, answer too.
If the need to bring contentment to the Creator is in the end of my intention.
The end of my intention? There's a need to give contentment to the Creator. What else? Yeah, Malik.
When I identify that I'm not in the intention at all and that I have a prayer to ask for the correct intention.
Prayer before prayer, very nice. Right. Yeah, and you, one sentence, short one.
To be in what is written, to mean to be in what I'm reading, to be there.
Yeah, that's right too. You can say that. Nice. What else? The rest just were listening without any intention. This is what I understand, right? Except for the reader who was doing his role. Okay, keep going.
153. It is written, and the land, since the land is one of seven lands below, in that place are the children of Cain's children. Because once he was expelled from the face of the earth, he went down there, produced offspring, and his mind was confused there, meaning that he did not know anything. It is a doubled land, coupled with darkness and light, that are mingled in one another, and in each there are seven sefirot, chagat nehim, which are also found in Malchut. It is written, in the lower land there are seven lands as well, earthland, arka, earth in Aramaic, valley, oblivion, aridity, and universe. Our earth is universe, the highest among the seven lands. Arka is the third among the seven lands. The souls of Cain and Hevel extended from the name Elohim. However, because of the filth that the serpent cast in Eve, the soul of Cain was the first to come out of the letters Ele. Then Hevel came out of the letters Mi. They were meant to be included in one another in Rachamim. Then the name Elohim would be on both of them together, as me always bonded with Ele in the name Elohim. Yet, the filth of the serpent, who came out with the soul of Cain, caused him to slander his brother Hevel, who is me, the Elohim. until he rose up against him and killed him, since he caused the departure of the letter Zmi from Ele, which is the killing of Hevel. Then Ele, which are himself, fell to the Klipot, and he was expelled from the face of the earth because he fell from the land of Kedusha, descended there to Arka, the place of Klipot, made offspring, and his mind was confused there until he knew nothing, because he made offspring under the governance of the Klipot. Hence, the holy tongue was confused in his mouth to the language of translation, meaning that he did not know a thing, for he had lost his dat, reason, since the Klipot have no dat, because they have mochin, the Chochmah and Bina, without dat. The killing of Hevel is only because by the force of man in purity is me drawn to the zone. Afterwards, the letters Ele are drawn and the name Elohim is completed in zone 2, as in Abba ve'Ima. Then the Nukva 2 ends in Kelim de Tchura, like Ima, upon the exit of the Hay and the ascent of the Yud. This does not mean that the letter Hay of Ma, the Nukva, completely departs. Rather, the Hay enters within the Nukva in concealment, and the Yud of Mi appears outwards. In this way, the holy name Elohim is present in Zone 2, which are heaven and earth. However, Cain raised man not in purity, and wished to enhance the letters Ele of himself, to enjoy himself. And it is, as it is written, Cain rose up against Hevel his brother, because he lifted himself up by the dominion of me, which is Hevel. At that time, the Achoraim of the Nukva, who is Hey the Ma, that was in concealment, immediately appeared, and the name Mi departed from the Nukva. For this reason, the soul of Hevel, who was drawn out of the Mi of Nukva, departed above as well, hence, and killed him. This is why it is said in the Zohar that when Cain killed Hevel, he bit him with his teeth, like the primordial serpent, and killed him, because the filth of the serpent was in him. He wished to enhance the letters Ele and to annul the Mi and subdue him under him. This is why he disclosed the Achoraim Ma in Nukva, and Mi departed from her. For this reason, the soul of Hevel that extends from her departed, and he killed him, while Cain himself, who is Ele, fell into the domain of the Klipot, which are Arka, called in the text the land of Nod. It is a doubled land coupled with darkness and light. Also, there are two appointees there, since the light and darkness operate in mixture there, without boundaries between them. As there are two appointees there, equally dominating this land. One, the appointee over darkness, who places the darkness there. Two, the appointee over the light, who places the light there. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.